BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Call of Abraham.
When Abram was 75 years old, the Lord said, "Abram, I want you to leave your family and country and go to a place I've selected for you. I'll make you into a nation, and your name will be great. I'll bless you, and I'll also bless everyone else who blesses you, and I'll curse anyone who curses you. All the families of the earth will be blessed because of you." So Abram took his wife Sarai and his nephew Lot and went to a place called Canaan. God said, "I'm giving this land to you and your children." Abram believed God even though he didn't have any children. He knew God would keep his promise. So he built an altar there and worshiped the Lord. Sometime later, a severe famine hit the land. So Abram took all that he had and went to Egypt. He said to Sarai, "The Egyptians will see that you're a beautiful woman. They'll kill me in order to get you. So tell them you're my sister." He was right. The Egyptians saw that Sarai was beautiful. When Pharaoh found out that she wasn't married, he took her into his house. He treated Abram well, thinking the man was her brother. God was angry with Pharaoh because he had Sarai in his house. Plagues hit his family, and everyone got seriously sick. Finally, Pharaoh said to Abram, "Why did you do this to me? You said she was your sister. Now I've found out that she's your wife. Take her and get out of here." So Abram took Sarai and Lot and went back to Canaan. They settled near a place called Bethel. There he worshiped the Lord. Both Abram and Lot were very prosperous. Soon their herdsmen started arguing over grazing rights. Abram said, "We shouldn't be fighting. After all, we're family. There's plenty of land here. You choose, you go one way, and I'll go the other." Lot knew which direction he wanted to go. The Jordan Valley had plenty of water and reminded him of Egypt. So he went there and set his tent up near Sodom, even though the men there were extremely wicked. Sometime later, an alliance of four city kingdoms made war against the five cities around Sodom. The alliance won the battle and took all their possessions, food, and many of their people, including Lot. When Abram heard about this, he took his 380 trained servants and chased after the alliance. He attacked them during the night and totally defeated them. He then took Lot, all the people, and their possessions back to Sodom. Abram met Melchizedek when he got there. Melchizedek was the king of Salem, but he was also the priest of the Most High God. Abram gave Melchizedek a tenth of everything. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the people, and you keep all the possessions." Abram said, "No, I'm not taking any of it. I'm giving it back to you, except what the servants ate during the campaign. I never want you to say, 'I made Abram rich.'" With that, Abram and his servants went home.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.